Shalom! You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. Messianic Jews have an identity crisis. In David Stern's Messianic Jewish Manifesto, he writes, "When I call myself both Jewish and Messianic, I'm thereby identifying with both the Jewish community and the church." Although in the New Testament the word church means God's messianic community of genuine believers, it can also refer to an institution that characteristically includes name-only believers. This makes problems for me. Here's a typical one. How do I, as a messianic Jew, deal with the church's persecution of the Jews? If I am fully part of the church and fully Jewish, then I am one with both the persecutors and their victims. I have two hats. I am part of two communities at odds with each other. Appreciate the delicacy and tension of the situation, which, even though it is history's creation, not mine, I cannot escape, because I am part of history. In order to resolve this dual schizophrenic nature, it becomes necessary to ask the question, how do we as Messianic believers relate to Judaism and Christianity? Since Judaism and Christianity are the religious institutions that undergird the Jewish and Christian communities, Messianics need to know how to relate to these elder brothers historically, practically, and spiritually. In this session, we will attempt to answer the following questions. Do Messianic Jews merely form a sect of a previously existing religion? If so, which religion would that be? Judaism or Christianity? If not, how do Messianic Jews relate to these elder brothers? Is Messianic Judaism a synthesis of Judaism and Christianity? In our attempt to answer these questions, we're going to spend the bulk of this teaching taking a quick but illuminating journey through history. This is necessary to set up the remaining discussion at the end of this lesson, as well as the next two sessions in this series. I'll be giving you a lot of information in a short amount of time, so as I'm going through this, I want you to keep a couple of things in mind. First, the dates that I'll be giving you are approximate dates that get more reliable the closer we get to the present time. So don't get caught up in the dates themselves. They are only included to help us get a sense of the historical timeline. Second, don't get bogged down in the details. While it's important that we are familiar with the various watershed events, the purpose of this teaching is not the history lesson itself, but where the course of history has led us in relation to the present-day Messianic Jewish movement. Let's begin with a brief history from creation up to the first century Second Temple period. We begin with Adam in approximately the year 4000 BCE, also known as BC. About 1,700 years later, in 2300 BCE, Noah and his family survived the flood. About 100 years after that, the Tower of Babel incident occurs, resulting in the dispersion of the nations. About 300 years after that, in 1900 BCE, Abraham is born. And within the next 200 years, around 1700 BCE, Jacob moves his family to Egypt to escape the famine. About 125 years later, around 1575 BCE, Moshe is born in Egypt. Approximately 85 years later, in 1490 BCE, Israel is delivered from Egypt and receives the Torah on Mount Sinai. For the next 40 years, Israel wanders in the desert, and around 1450 BCE, Israel finally crosses the Jordan and enters the land.